Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Yesterday, Wayne, USDA NASS released the crop progress report, and your wonderful state was not the lowest. Actually, it was the lowest state for corn crop condition at just 45%. Good to excellent. The spread top to bottom, though, by the way, is Minnesota at the top at 86%. Pretty tough there in Indiana, I guess.
Yeah, and it got worse again last night. We got anywhere from an inch to, you know, close to 2 inches between Crawfordsville and Indianapolis. I was over in the Indianapolis area last night and drove home in very pouring rain, even slowed down and didn't drive 70 on the interstate so because it was raining so hard. So our house had another inch and 3/10, so we're over 6.5 inches for the last 5 days.
That is a lot of rainfall on a corn crop, soybean crop too, that's not in very good condition. And I think I'd like to roll back just to yesterday really quick because it was a hard down for both, mostly for corn, but for soybeans in to some respects. Do we know any more today about what happened yesterday at the CME Group to make that happen than we did when we closed yesterday afternoon?
Well, of course, the dollar had a good rally. We looked at that. We looked at just our export sales were lagging way behind, and the weather forecast, you know, looks just pretty much ideal for pollination across a lot of the good areas where it's good, and we weren't scheduled to get quite that much rain again last night through a lot of the areas, but basically we're looking at a warmer, drier forecast. We're looking at our export sales not being that great to this point in time, and we're looking at the dollar was higher, and of course crude oil was down sharply and went under $50 the first time, and gold, 5-year lows, and as we look at all of that, I mean, we're looking at a weather rally, that the weather seems to be changing, and we're not looking at a broad commodity rally because gold, sugar, crude oil, all of those are generally caught up in a great big massive commodity rally, aren't rallying.
One of the items that may be supporting soybeans today was an export sale to unknown destinations, is that right?
Yeah, it looks like it's probably off the Pacific Northwest. It was rumored late yesterday afternoon that we sold China some beans off the Pacific Northwest yesterday. And, gosh, it's good to see some of those starting to come our way. They've been going to South America, and they're cheaper than us, and that's one of the things that broke the market yesterday is, you know, we were probably still 30, 35 cents above South America clear through October for offerings of beans.
Yeah, so through that time frame, it looks like South America is the primary, but that wouldn't be unusual until we get to, about harvest time for you, the United States again, I wouldn't think.
No, but it's just we are way behind on the amount of beans over the last few years that we've had on the books with China at this point in time, and we're looking heavily towards that. Now, on the flip side of that, you know, we've been hearing that China doesn't want any of our corn, but yet we had announcements that we have sold records amounts of DDGs into them in the last 6 months. So that is a very, very good thing because that does help the ethanol margins as far as things goes producing that and keeping that ethanol producer going and buying corn strong.
What are your expectations for the rest of the day trade today?
I think we're going to probably stay a little bit higher through the day after the big sell-off yesterday, a little bit of a turnaround back on for Tuesday. Then we're probably going to chop into the end of the week, and then I think that they will take a little bit of look and a little bit of weather market's going to come back into this going into the August report.
Did yesterday's drop scare you enough to change any marketing plans at all?
Not really. You know, we held some key supports as we're looking here. We went through some key supports, too. I mean, the 420 mark in the December corn, of course, was looking that it should have held the 20 to 22. You know, we pushed on through that. But I think that we probably, you know, for the near term and the short term, we've set some tops and bottoms. For the meantime, we're in a trading range.
So what are the other items that producers are calling and asking you about now? When they call in, how concerned are they? What kinds of things do they think they ought to be doing? And what are you telling them that they should and should not do?
Well, I think, you know, the one main thing is a lot of people are concerned of what their yields might be, but most of them in our area aren't overly hedged because they weren't aggressive sellers when the market was lower. So I think we're looking at points to get up to either put some puts under it or look at getting something sold at higher prices and to look forward to that and to tell them to have some standing orders so when we get to places to do it.
Livestock market of interest for the day for you. What kinds of things are happening there that we ought to be wary of?
You know, I think we're bouncing back a little bit in the grains, and that today we were up in the feeder cattle yesterday on the idea that, you know, lower feed prices and like that. But, you know, the livestock has stabilized itself at some of these, you know, we're still going to have some wide swings, but all in all, the meat demand remains very good.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.